we left off, we're still trying to figure out what in the world Rabbi Yannai's kula was. Rabbi Yannai's is grandiose kula. You're allowed to plant during Shemitah, you're allowed to plow during Shemitah, everything's put to during Shemitah. Why? Because the Goyim had a collective system, right? Mamash, the end of the Yomer. Today is the delay of a delay, you know? You can still file your taxes tonight, right? Okay, Mamash, the end of the Yomer. So the Gemara says that it was Mutar, Rabbi Yannai permitted to do all these malachas and Shemitah. It sounds like there should be an absolute Isurim. Everything is Mutar as long as it's in order to pay the taxes. I'll tell you, is that a cash? What kind of story is that? How can we be Matar? And this is their Aisa just to pay the taxes. So Taisus quotes one opinion based on the Yishalmi. It was not Mishpukuch Nefesh. It wasn't just stop paying taxes. The Goyim were going to, the Romans were going to throw the guys into jail. They're going to be thrown to the gladiators. They're going to be thrown to the dungeons. They'll never be heard of again. They're not Mishpukuch Nefesh. So therefore, they were mouth even Yisurim Deraisa. And then Taisus takes a step back and says, no, maybe we're not dealing with Yisurim Deraisa. Maybe this is only Yisurim Derabanan. The whole Shemitah, all the Yisurim that Rabbi Yannai was mouth, they were only Yisurim Derabanan. Why the only Yisurim Derabanan? So Taisus writes about Kofov and Sanhedrin, because maybe Shemitah Bezman Hazel is only Midrabanan. So Shemitah Bezman Hazel is only Midrabanan, then they were only Yisurim Derabanan. To violate Yisurim Derabanan. So the Chachamim felt that there was some big, big tzarech. It didn't have to be a real bona fide pikuach nefesh. Just that tzarech gadol would have been enough for them to be matter the yisur of Shemitah derabanan. So the shy listen, why Shemitah derabanan? So Taisa doesn't tell you why. So Rashi told you why. Rashi says that Shemitah is only derabanan because Botla Kedushas Aretz. Botla Kedushas Aretz. Wow, that was a whole sugya. So we spent a whole day of this last week on Thursday. It's Kedushas Rishona. Botla's Kedushas Rishona. Not Botla's Kedushas Shnia. Botla's Kedushas Shnia. Not Botla. Wow. You have to have a lot of, you know, guts to make such a statement. Botla Kedushas Aretz. That's a big, big, big machlekes. But that's a Rashi Lim Pshat in the Gemara incident. So we said yesterday that maybe we don't have to go as far as Rashi. Maybe we don't have to say that Botla Kedushas Aretz, the Gamri. Maybe there are some other reasons why Shemitah Bezman Hazeh should only be Midrabanan. So one possibility was based on the Shita of Rambam, but it was Reb Chaim Rambam, because the Rambam had a very unique Shita in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam writes that Trumos and Maisus Bezman Hazeh is only Midrabanan. Why is that? Not because Botla Kedushas Aretz. The Rambam holds that Kedusha Shnia is Kayemas, like Rabbi Yaisi. We paskin, says the Rambam, the Kedusha Shnia was never Betela. But all the razzle-dazzle reason why, Kedusha's Peh, Kedusha's Tadis, Kedusha, all the shtickle terrors that we said in the past. But according to the Rambam, Kedusha Shnia is Kayemis. So why is Trumas and Maisus the Rabbanan? So the Rambam invokes a principle called Bias Kulchem. What Bias Kulchem means? Chaim explained, what Bias Kulchem means is that in order for Trumas and Maisus to kick in, it's not enough just to have Kedusha's Aretz. You have to have Yerusha of Yeshiva, you have to have, like in the days of Yeshua, Shev Shekivshu, Shev Shechilku. So that whole principle of Yerusha Yeshiva, which is part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael, can only be done by Klal Yisrael as a whole. When you have a few people floating around, so whether they're two or three people or they're 40,000 people, it doesn't matter. If they're not Bias Kulchem, so then that's a chisar in the Yerusha Yeshiva. That's a chisar in the Kibush and Chiluk. And since you lack in Kibush and Chiluk, so in the male you can't possibly have mitzvah Luis Baritz Derais, any mitzvah Luis Baritz that depends upon Kibush V'Chiluk is going to fall short in the absence thereof. So what are some of the mitzvahs that require Kibush V'Chiluk? So Trumas, Maisus, and by golly, Shemitah. So therefore, according to this, Biran the Rambam, Shemitah by definition has to be the Rabbanim. It can't be anything else. It's got to be the Rabbanim Bezman Hazeh, for the same reason that Trumas and Maisus is the Rabbanim. And then at the end of the day, yesterday, so we had the third beer that was based on Rabbi Tam, based on Toys's reading of the Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, that maybe Shemitah Bezman Hazeh the Rabbanan, not because Kedushas Aretz is Betela, not because of the social Torah of the Rambam, maybe the reason why Shemitah is only the Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh is because Shemitah depends on Yovel, and Yovel is for sure not Deraisa today, because we don't have Kol Yashveh Aleh, we don't have all the Maseches HaShvatim, we don't have in the right places anymore, so we don't have Kol Yashveh Aleh, we don't have unto all its inhabitants thereof, and therefore where we're missing Yovel Deraisa. Kozman, we're missing Yovel Deraisa. We must be missing Shemitah Deraisa also. How do you know that? That's how Rabbi Netamlim shot in the Gemara and Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, B'shtei Shemitah Zekos V'daber. That was Rebbe's Drasha, B'shtei Shemitah Zekos V'daber. Shemitah's Karka referred to Yovel, Shemitah's Ksof referred to Shemitah. We call the 7th year the sabbatical year, and therefore, some quirk becomes of Yovel, we don't have Shemitah Deraisa anymore. So the bottom line is, we have four Birim and Ayimur. The Maluni said, Head in Daf Chavav. But to learn Tehen and Chavav, you have to learn a little about Trumas and Isis and Shemitah and Yoiv. You got to learn a lot of other things to understand what's going on in Tehen and Chavav. But we're just focusing on Hagemara right now, as Kedarkei Bakodesh, that Rabbi Yanai said it's Mutter. The bottom line is Rabbi Yanai said you can plant and plow and do whatever you want to get rid of the Romans. So what's the Bira Dova? So we have four Birim. So we have, we're all trying to figure out what Rabbi Yanai meant in Hagemara. So one shot in Tosis based on the Yerushalmi is Taka Diaraisa, but it's Mutter Al Tzpikof Nefesh. The other is that Rashi, that it's only Dirabonan because Batla the Kedusha. Our suggestion is the Rambam based on Reb Chaim, that it's Choser the Birusha the Yeshiva, because i.e. Bias Kulchem, that's Reb Chaim's Bir and Bias Kulchem. And the fourth possibility is based on Rabbi Natam, who says that Shemitah is Tuluya B'Yoyvel. He said yesterday that we have three different Biyum in the Rishonim where Shemitah is only the Rabbanim is Manazeh, but the Ramban said that all three are wrong. The Ramban never heard of this in Reb Chaim, he didn't learn in Talashin, and because Reb Chaim said it's not in Brisk, he said it's in Talashin, right? As we pointed out yesterday, that the Beis Halevi quotes this from Reb Chaim when he was still young. He was still saying Shurim Velazhim when he came up with this razzle dazzle Shul Torah. And Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam said Rabbeinu Tam's nice, but it was only Bidas Rebbe, and we don't pass like Rebbe. Rebbe's a Das Yochid. We pass it like the Rabban who say Shemit Pesach, and not only B'Yavil. So the Rambam said all three Mahalchim are incorrect. So according to the Rambam, the only way to explain Agamara is based on Tosis and Yerushalmi Pikuach Nefesh, but anything short of Pikuach Nefesh, so Shemit Pesach is going to be a full force Deraisa according to the Rambam. So if I say, I want to focus a little bit now on this pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. The Shemitah B'zman is as only the Rabban because it's Tluy B'Yoyvel. This is not just the Rabbeinu Tam, even if it would just be Rabbeinu Tam, we would have to focus on it. But it's not just the Rabbeinu Tam tucked away and getting up Lam Zvav. It's probably most poskim. It's probably the opinion of most, many of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. But this is the emes. That Shemitah B'zman is as Taka Medirabban. That's what the Torah passed. The Torah in Ilchus, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph in Yerodea, is a long, long simon about Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz. So the Torah says, we pass in the Halacha that Shemitah B'zman is as only Medirabbanan. The reason why Shemitah B'zman is as Medirabbanan is probably not because of Batla Kedushas Aretz. That was Rabbeinu Baruch, Sefer Truma. There was some Rishon Rashi, some Rishon not that way. But we probably don't accept that view. The Rambam's Chaim Shtichot Torah, that we're not so fast that we accept that either. We're not sure what the Rambam even meant, and whether it applies to Shemitah, not so far should. So by default, if you want to say that Shemitah is as the Rabbanan, probably the safest way to go is Derech Shemitah Tluy B'Yoyvel, which interesting, as we said at the end of the Shia yesterday, the Rambam also quotes that. The Rambam almost didn't need it, but the Rambam also quotes that understanding of like Rabbeinu Tam. So let's just focus on this for a minute and see what exactly this means, Shemitah Tluy B'Yoyvel. What exactly are the parameters of this statement that Shemitah Tluy B'Yoyvel, particularly Bizman Hazeh? So up until now, we've only seen two possibilities for the observance of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Either Shemitah's Deraisa, Rabban Paskin, or Shemitah's Derabbanan for a variety of reasons. We have never seen a third possibility. So some of you are probably scratching your head and thinking, what is that third possibility that we haven't seen? Well, we haven't seen it yet, so you're not sure what it is. But let's philosophize a bit. Let's use some imagination. What do you think somebody could say about Shemitah B'zman Hazeh? It's not Deraisa, it's not Derabbanan. It does exist. Maybe it's not true. Maybe there's no Shemitah B'zman Hazeh. Wow. That would be great. I mean, not great. That would be unbelievable, right? That would be like, you know, you don't have to check where you're buying a shrogim anymore. People would stop hacking me at China about the Shemitah wine. You know, people who had would just be planting, you know, the whole head to Mechiv, you can eat wherever you want. I mean, come on, it would be in a whole different world out there. Shemitah doesn't exist. Now, why is that? I didn't say that the poor doesn't have to curse, but why is that clearly not true? Bring me a raya that Shemitah Vada exists to some degree. See the raya at the bottom. Hey, come on, bring me a raya. Well, I mean, bring me a raya. Come on, bring me a raya. I mean, be even better than Prozbuk. Well, bring me a raya. Shemitah exists to some degree, even though we live at a time Bizman Hazeh. Did anybody learn Sanhedrin Dav Chavav? Rabbi Yana came with this grandiose plan, and he said, okay, you guys got to pay your taxes. They're going to throw you into the dungeons. So never go ahead and plant during Shemitah. What do I need Rabbi Yana for? He said, it's a het to go with the plant, right? You guys just told me that Shemitah doesn't exist. right? Then the Gemara continues in Sanhedrin Chavav. We didn't even get to the story yet. That, well, who was going on over there? Rabbi Chiya Bar Zanukin, Rishon Ben Yotzadok. They were going to be Ma'aber Sashana, and they met Reish Lakish, right? And the whole story. Everyone read the stories. It's wild stories. These guys were planting, they were plowing, they were working during Shemitah, and Reish Lakish is telling us they were Shoyim, and Rabbi Shimon Yotzadok was starting to put Mitzchus on them, and then Reish Lakish get angry at them, and Rabbi Yechlin got, everyone's got fighting it out. This is Bizman Hazeh, no? Is this Bizman Hazeh? Rabbi Yechlin Reish Lakish, not Bizman Hazeh? I mean, 1800 years ago, but still Halachli Bizman Hazeh. They lived way after the Korban. So this whole story of Chavavim and Aleph is talking about Halachli Bizman Hazeh, about the Shemitah's Noyeh. You could pimples it, they're Isa, they're Abonis, you could discuss, but in terms of, is it Noyeh? What is Noyeh? I mean, Rabbi said, anyone ever learned Rishami and Shvias? There was a whole Talmud Rishami written in Masech HaShvias, written by who? By the Talmidim of who? Rabbi Yechanan. Every other story tells about all the people in the days of Rabbi Yechanan, the Amorim were observing Shemitah. When I not this past Shemitah, but last Shemitah, so I'm learning Yisham and Shvias a little bit. I was making believe I was learning Yisham and Shvias. So I bought an art school for Yisham and Shvias. I couldn't just take a question without the word Yisham was very hard. But you know, I wasn't like learning for ENB, and I just felt, you know, I got to have the Shemitah come and not do a little bit of Yisham. So I cheated and I bought an art school. Fine. So I was sitting, we were in Tiberia one night. We were in one of the fancy hotels in Tveria. How did I get to fancy hotels? Because one of my brothers-in-law got some free voucher or something, some credit card or something, sent me up to Tveria with my kids for one night. So we really really lived it up. So I was didn't cost me a penny. That's why I lived it up. So I was sitting in overview, you know, looking over the Kinneret, sitting on my balcony, you know, enjoying myself. And learning the Rishamis in Shvias, I thought to myself, wow, this is where Rabbi Yechanan sat. This is where him and his talmidim, this is what they wrote to Rishami. Granted, they probably didn't sit over a balcony on top of the Sheraton. That's probably true. Like we quoted from the Ketzais yesterday. No, we quoted from the Coke in one hand and the cake in the other hand. That's not how you become a Talmid Chacham. So here also, that's the reason why probably I couldn't master Rishami, because I was too busy having a good time eating breakfast in the Sheraton. But him calls that. I was sitting and looking, overlooking the Kinneret. So the whole Talmud Rishami Shvias was being written right here. So the Amoraim didn't keep Shemitah, of course they kept Shemitah. Well, what kind of Mishagas am I telling you that there's no Shemitah at all? So it's not a Mishagas. It's a Raivin. Hilgi Raivin. The Raivin at Gezocht, that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, not only is not the Araisa, it's not even the Rabbanon. What is it? Ah, Midas Chasidus. You want to be from, you want to do it, okay, good. Matoiv. Great, wonderful. Amidah, Midas Chasidus. Matoiv. And if you don't want to do it, that's also okay. That's the Raivin talking about. The Gemara is the favorite. The Gemara Rishak is just screaming at people. You don't scream at people for not being Midas Chasidus. You scream at people for violating dinim, either their ISIS, their Abba. I don't think you should scream at anybody, but whatever, they're shlokish, they're shlokish. But, so what's the Ravid talking about? So the Ravid explains. So the Ramban quotes from the Ravid the following beer. Zokta Ravid. The Ravid took this Gemara very, very literally. Shemitah Tlui B'Yovel. The existence of Yovel is an absolute prerequisite for Shemitah. It's not Shayach to have Shemitah without Yovel. It's a package, you know, it doesn't exist. So Zokta Ravid. When you have Yovel D'Araisa, you have Shemitah D'Araisa. And if for whatever reason you don't have Yovel D'Araisa, you still have Yovel Midrabanon. Why shouldn't the Chum institute Yovel Midrabanon? I'm alone. So there's still a Yovel D'Rabanon. So when there's a Yovel D'Rabanon, then there's a Shemitah D'Rabanon. And when there's no Yovel at all, neither D'Araisa nor Midrabanon, then guess what? Then there's no Shemitah, neither D'Araisa nor D'Rabanon. The Ravid was consistent. The Ravid was loyal to this equation of Rabbi Natan. He really, truly believed in the Gezeres HaKos of Shtei Shemitah HaKos of Medaber. Achas Yoivav Yachas Shemitah. Both on the level of the Raisa and on the level of the Rabbanon. It is inconceivable, according to the Ravid, to have Shemitah at all. These are the Raisa and the Rabbanon in the absence of Yoivav. So now the Ravid has to give you a little bit of halachic / history and explain to you what's been going on in the Jewish people for the last 3,000 years or so. So comes the Ravid and said there were three different halachic categories, the historical categories, vis-a-vis the observance of the mitzvah of Yovel. So we all know the Kol Yeshve Aleh is a mamash ma'akev in Yovel Midiraisa. If you don't have Kol Yeshve Aleh, so then you don't have Yovel Midiraisa. So when did you have Kol Yeshve Aleh? In the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Until when? Until when? Until when? Until Golos of what? of Aseres HaShvat. That's the Gemara in Ferish, the Gemara in Masech Zerichin, that as soon as the Aseres HaShvat went into Golos, Ois Kol Yashvelda. So this whole window of time, you had Yovel D'Araisa, and the Mela, you had Shemitah D'Araisa also. Something radically changed after the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, and no longer had Yovel D'Araisa, because you were lacking that prerequisite of Kol Yashvelda. Derabbanan ends up through a lot of things. We do a lot of mitzvahs b'zman hazeh. We do zeichel mikdash. Anyone eating kairach if you do that, we do a lot of things. Zeichel to the old days, whatever it is. Midrabbanan, they still kept up many, many of the mitzvahs. So midrabbanan, they instituted yovel also. So there was taka yovel b'zman b'yisheini. There were noeg yovel b'zman b'yisheini. Midrabbanan, there were noeg yovel. Okay, good. So yovel derabbanan. Whole period of Zman Bayesheni, and therefore, what was the corollary of having Yovel Derabbanan? Now it gets tricky. When did this Yovel Derabbanan end? I mean, we don't do it anymore. So when did this Yovel Derabbanan end? At what point in history do you think Yovel Derabbanan ended? So if I had to ask you, when would you put that pinpoint in history when Yovel Derabbanan ended? You're all going to say the wrong thing. Unless you saw the right. What are you going to tell me? What's the next major event that happened? You have to go, say, Shvatim, Churban, Binyan, Hanukkah, you know, Hordas, and a lot of exciting things happening in Jewish history. What's the next major, major point? So I knew you were going to say the Churban, right? So that's irrelevant. What's the Churban for anything? Changed. What could potentially stop Yovel Derabbanan? They have been around for B.S. Kuchen. We never had B.S. Kuchen. Most of the people were still in Bavel. They were in Bavel in the days of Ezra also. So what radically could change? Oh. Yovel is an interesting mitzvah. Yovel doesn't just happen like that. V'safarta lecha sheva shabso shanim sheva shanim sheva pamim v'ayu lecha yemei sheva shabso teishavim shana. In order to have Yovel, you need a Sfira, not a Sfira L'cholecha V'yechad. It's not like the Sfarta L'chem by Sfira Sa'aymer. The Sfarta L'chem L'shin Yochid is referring to who? The Beis Din. Beis Din gets up each and every year of the Shemitah cycle. This is the first year of the Yovel cycle. This is the second year. When they get to the end, they say, this is a whole seven years, Shehem, one sabbatical, to, I don't know how they word it, whatever it is. This is the 17th year of the year. Every year, they have to count. It's a five l'chol sheva shabbos, sheva shalom, sheva p'amim. And then, v'kidashtem, then there's a din of Yovel. In the absence of a Beis Din HaGadol, in order to be Mekadesh as a Yovel, it doesn't exist. You know, there's no such thing. There's no entity. There's no animal called Yovel. Not with the Raisa, not with the Raman. It's not a game. It's a joke. What is the Ravid saying? The Ravid saying, Gevaldik Avor. In the Lomdership. The Ravid saying, mid the Raisa, there are two prerequisites for Yovel. You have to have Kol Yashveh Aleha, and you have to have Kiddush Hashanah Ma'idei Beis Din. But they're different from one another. Kol Yashveh Aleha is almost an external din. It's a tangential halacha, that although midiraisa is necessary, but midirabbanan we can still envision a yovel without it. You can instill yovel midirabbanan makes sense. We're missing that condition. No, not the end of the world. But to institute a yovel midirabbanan, the absence of a Beis Din, it's a leitzana, says the Ravid. It's not chalar and Hashem yovel. That's a chisaron, the etzem mitzvah yovel. It's not called the 50th. Yovel means we're celebrating the 50th year. Who made it the 50th year? We counted. Who counted? I got the rabbi. Who counted? Beis Din didn't count. Beis Din didn't count. Not the 50th year. So what kind of yovel? It's not a kiyum of yovel. It's shayach mid the rabbanon to have a kiyum of yovel without kriya shvei aleha. But the raisa, it's not yovel. But the rabbanon, it's still yovel. Without Beis Din, it's mishkan yovel altogether. It's not lomdus from the Ravid. The Ravid says the next major, major moment in Jewish history that affects yovel was when the Sanhedrin became batel, when the Beis Din HaGadol no longer functioned. Bittel. Beis Din HaGadol. So Rabbi said, we're learning Sanhedrin, so we should know a little bit about the history of this. When did the Beis Din HaGadol become Batel? 40 years. That's what I knew you were all going to say, and that's wrong. That's when it moved out of the Azara. Oh, so that moved out of the Beis HaMikdosh, it moved to the to Yerushalayim, then it moved to Tveria, to Usha, to Yavne, all over the place. It was walking around, traveling at Beis Din, but it was still a functioning Beis Din HaGadol. It was Beis Din HaGadol, Abishaloi Bim Koimon. Now, true shalebim kaimam, there are certain halachas that don't kick in. For example, what's one of the dinim that doesn't kick in when you have a beis and shalebim kaimam? There's no din nefashis anymore, but it's still blipe the beis and agadol, right? Right? Click it to who? Ram and Ram. Who remembers the sugi? Back for where? Kisha Chaydish. Remember the Ram and the Ramban earlier in the year. The Rambam says it's blight the basin of God. It still is a din basin of God. It's just it's a din prati that can't be done. It can't be done din nefashis. But still chal on the shame basin of God. That's why the Rambam held that Kisha Chaydish always needs what? Beis Nagodol. You can't have a Kiddush HaChodesh without Beis Nagodol. So I, but they were Makadosh as a Chodesh after the Chorban. We know that. The Gemara is the favorite. Our Sugya, this is 100 years after the Chorban, they would still be Makadosh as a Chodesh. How would they Makadosh HaChodesh if there's a din of Beis Nagodol? So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam, still Beis Nagodol. It's a Beis Nagodol, which can't be done. Din of Nefashis. The din of Yushalayah, the din of Lamokom, Hashem, is a prat in Hukas Din Nefashis. It's not a prat in Hukas Beis Nagodol. Who was the Bar Plukt of the Rambam? The Ramban said this mamash not true. The Ramban says being outside the Beis HaMikdash is ois Beis HaGadol. It's not the shame of Beis HaGadol anymore. So therefore, according to the Ramban, from the fact that you can have Kiddush HaChodesh after the Churban, there's a raya brewer that you don't need the Beis HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. According to the Ramban, any Beis and any 3 Dayanim Smuch, it can be Mekadosh HaChodesh. You know, we talk about this B'arichos, right? Major machlag is the Ram and the Ramban. Okay? So this Ravid is clearly not holding like the Ramban. This Ravid is holding that the Beis Nagodol is still intact, until the days of Hillel Hashem, until the days of Bayi V'Rava, the Beis Nagodol ceased to exist. Why did the Beis Nagodol cease to exist at that point? Because what else ceased to exist? Going back to early days in Sanhedrin? Smicha ceased to exist. Once the Romans were outlawing Smicha for so long, all the Jews were ending up moving to Bavel, so the whole Smicha thing unraveled. Once Smicha unravels, so Mamela, the Beis Nagodol unravels also. So comes the Ravid and says, it was at this moment in Jewish history that the Bittul Beis HaGadol, that three things happened. First of all, it was Bittul Beis HaGadol. Second of all, Taka the calendar got set up. That's what we spoke about earlier, how that works. Kiddush HaChodesh, Ram and the Ramban. And what other major development in Jewish history? This is a history quest. Can we get some credit maybe? No, we'll get some Jewish history credit here. So what else happened at that point, says the Ravid? What major development in Halacha? Yovel ceased to exist. And once Yovel ceased to exist, what was the corollary? What else ceased to exist? Shemitah ceased to exist. Therefore, Zok the Ravid, all the Gemaras that talk about the Amoraim observing Shemitah, the Ikar Din, so as a real Din, all these Gemaras were when? They were after the Churban, but they weren't halachically, quote unquote, Bizman Hazeh, because they were all between when did Reish Lakish live? Reish Lakish lived 100 years after the Churban. Before, there was still Smicha in the days of Reish Lakish. There was still Beis Nagodol, according to the Rav of Bizman Reish Lakish. So Shemitah was Takad Rabbanan in those days. But Bizman Hazeh, Zok the Rav. After Bittul Beis Nagodol, there's no Yovel, not the Reis, Zichana, not the Rabbanan even. And therefore, there's no Shemitah, no the Reis, and no the Rabbanan. There's no Shemitah B'chlal Bizman Hazeh. Isaac the Ravid, we know, we see that the Jews have been trying as best as they can to observe Shemitah even today. That was Amidus Chasidus. He says, it doesn't really, it's not really true. Says the Ravid, both for Shemitah's character as well as for Shemitah's what? He's Ksofim. He says, I, the Amoraim, are writing prosbuls. Ravashi wrote a prosbul. It was Amidus Chasidus. Everything's Amidus Chasidus. It's not really true. You want to be Chasidish? He read a prosbul. Chasidish. What the fuck? You don't have to write. Not looking for me to Chasidish. You don't have to write a prosbul. Bizman Hazeh. So the whole thing, Dein Shemitah's Kachmah, everything is Midas Chasidus. There's no real dinner Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Can't be a dinner Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. It's impossible to be Shemitah Bizman Hazeh because you don't have a base in the Golden. What a Raven. That's quite a change. So the Ramban says he thinks it's mamish not true. Bechlal not true. Says the Ramban, he thinks historically it can't be true, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, you're going to tell me that you can't have Shemitah Derabbanan without Yovel Derabbanan? You're going to tell me with a straight face of the Ramban that after the Churban they were still observing Yovel? According to the Rabbi, you have to say that. Because according to the Rabbi, we have documented in the Gemara, Sahenda Chavav, that they were observing Shemitah, Midir, not Midas Chasidus. The days of Rabbi Yechem Mishlachash, it was still Mikra Adin. Otherwise, Mishlachash wouldn't have started screaming at everybody. It was Mamash Mikra Adin that they were observing Shemitah, albeit Midir Rabbanan. So you're going to tell me that the days of Rabbi Yechem Mishlachash, there was Yovel Midir Rabbanan? Says the Ramban, think about that for a minute. Says the Ramban, Yovel Midir Rabbanan? Who was in control of Eretz Yisrael? Who is running the show? The Romans were in charge. This is Yovel. What is Yovel? Yovel, the whole mitzvah of Yovel is Tashuvu Isha Lachuzosai, that everyone's going back to their Stei Avoisa, Stei Achuza. Who's in the Stei Achuza? Antonius and Tiberius and all the Goyish, all the Roman emperors and the Roman gladiators, all the Roman Ganovim, they're living in Eretz Yisrael. And you have three Jews running around in Tiberia, and then half a dozen of people running around in Tzipori. All of Yerushalayim was closed down. The whole south was done. There would be a half big Jewish community in the north, and you're going to be Misak and Yovel. Much like Tzadnas is that. He says, what kind of Oretz Chareva? He says, and if you observe Yovel, Yovel. That doesn't make any sense. How do we Yovel? So he says, Avada, there's no Yovel. Yovel, the Rabbanan, after the Churban, doesn't make any sense. He says, but they were observing Shemitah after the Churban. That we know for a fact, they're observing Shemitah after the Churban. So the Ramban says, you have one of two conclusions. Either Midrabbanan, you could still have Shemitah without Yovel. Means Midrabbanan, it's possible. Either there's no Beis Din, so what? Or what's the other possible conclusion which the Ramban himself personally prefers? The Shemitah is deraisa, because he thinks that the Rebbe was a Das Yochid. Rebbe, you said the Shemitah and Yovel told him, the whole thing is not true. Now, between you and me, the Ramban had to reject the Rebbe anyway. The whole theory of the Rebbe is not true according to the Ramban. Why? Because the whole Beis HaGadol story, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, who denies the Ravid's understanding of the role of Beis HaGadol, the Ramban Lashitasu could never abort into this Ravid. So the Ramban says, this Ravid is Azad Das Yochid, nobody held it this Ravid. I mean, there are others who held it, but nobody really held it. You can't hold it, the whole thing is not true. It's interesting, the Ramban quotes that it could be, says the Ramban, there may have been Yovel and Baisheni, maybe Midrabban, maybe. Maybe there was Yovel Durabon during the period of Baishen Kenzai. And then the Rishon, the Ramban, and the Ran quote from a funny source. They quote from a history book. They say, we've seen in the history books that describe the observance of Yovel in Baishen. Ramban and the Ran quote from the Sefer Yosifun, but it's the same as Yosifun. I don't know who they're quoting from. Whoever they're quoting from, they quote from a history source that they thought these to be no Yovel and Baisheni. So good, there's Ban Baisheni, can't say, but if the Churban Baisheni is a low human, it's not Shach to say such a thing. But the Ravid said, the Ravid at least in one place, the Ravid may have backed out from it, there are other Ravids that don't seem to say this, but one Ravid at one time in history made such a statement that the Staka no Shemitah Bechlau, not even Midrabbana. So it's interesting, the Beis HaLevi, in his tshuva, in Siman Aleph, in the third chelik in the tshuva, in Siman Aleph, where he has his whole tshuva against the Hetta Mechira. So the Beis HaLevi writes that there's some of the original supporters of the Hetta Mechira, so they used to throw in for good luck. They would say, well, you always have a sniff of the Ravid to rely on. I mean, you try to be matzah based on Heftaz, always fall back, maybe the Ravid's right, maybe there's no Shemitah, there's Manaz altogether. So the Beis HaLevi writes that if you want to stop playing games and counting up Rishonim that are not mainstream in terms of Pesach, so the Beis HaLevi is an interesting line. He says that he thinks that there are more Rishonim who hold that Shemitah is Manazeh as Deraisa than Rishonim who hold that Shemitah doesn't exist as Manazeh. He says, if you're going to start pulling out of your hat, obscure Shitas and Rishonim, I can also pull out obscure, I'll pull out a Ramban also. So he says that the mainstream is Shemitah's Dirabonim. I'll meet you halfway, says the Beis HaLevi. You want to tell me Shemitah's Dirabonim is Manazeh? Good. So I'm asking. The Torah Kapaska and Shemitah's Dirabonim. You want to start to tell me a story that, well, maybe Shemitah doesn't exist? I can also pull out a Rishon that says Shemitah's Deraisa. If Shemitah's Deraisa, then Ois Het Mechir, then the Chlaud Het Mechir doesn't get off the ground. Because we didn't talk about this yet, hopefully after Pesach, when we do the next half of the Sugya, the next Sugya really about Shemitah, the Karka Shel Akum. So we're going to come to the realization that the entire Het Mechira, for whatever it is or is not, can only get off the ground. No, that's a good line. Good line. I like that one. Good. I didn't even read that. Can only ground, Shemitah, okay? Can only get off the ground if. What? You got it? Okay, good. If Shemitah can only get off the ground, if you hold that the Het Mechira can only get off the ground, if you hold Shemitah's Derabbanan Bezmanazeh. If you hold Shemitah's Bezmanazeh as Deraisa, then forget it. And then that can't even, the Sugya doesn't even get, you can't even open the door even, in terms of the Sugya. So it's an interesting Ha'ara. Again, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, after Yontif, about how it comes out a strange thing. A strange thing for people who don't understand Halacha, people who just who like politics, they don't really understand how Halacha works. So they're scratching their head and they're trying to figure out. He said, the people who are the big believers in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the big, see, everyone is, everyone in Eretz Yisrael, well, so they're the ones who should be the the most anti-het mechira under the sun, because the whole het mechira is assuming that, well, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael isn't so chashuv anymore, it's not so important anymore, and yeah, we could sell off all the land to the goyim, what's the big deal, doesn't matter, everything. So, but whereas those who are the biggest anti-het mechira, wait a second, they're the biggest, they're not the Zionists. I mean, whatever that means. We'll talk about what that means, and we won't talk about what that means. So it's just, if you learn a sugya through the eyes of politics and you don't understand halacha, so then you're scratching your head when you're learning the sugya of Shemitah. If you understand that the politics is Dvarim B'Teilim, and the only thing that really matters is the Rambam and the Raven and the Ramban and the real things that really matter in life, so then you understand that whether or not you say Halal Yom Ha'atzmaut, there's absolutely zero bearing on whether you think that Yovel and Shmita Tolib is Zman Azen. Mamash have nothing to do with anything. So they're two different sugyas. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll continue the sugya. And get back to that story, yeah. So that was just an aside. Take it off. Yeah.
So Rabbeinu Tam have to accept what Ramban says, that Shmita Midirabanan is not totally Yovel Midirabanan?
Well, Rabbeinu Tam has to also deal with the realization that there was Shmita and Bai Sheni. What happens to Rabbeinu Tam is not so bad. Rabbeinu Tam happens to there was Yovel Derais and Bai Sheni. That's another Das Yochin. But even post by Shaddai, Rabbeinu Tam admits that there was Shemitah, at least the Rabbanu. So he has to agree to that part. Yeah, that means on a level of the Raisa. Right, on a level of the Raisa.
He understands it differently than Rabbeinu
does. Right. Okay, so again, so getting back to that story. So we have different Shitas on different, different extremes. We have the Raven on the one extreme, there's no Shemitah at all, Bezman Azeh. We have the Ramban on the other extreme, the Shemitah is Derais, Bezman Azeh. We're pretty centrist, centrist Orthodox, we're pretty mainstream guys. So we're going to go, down the regular route, the tour, most of the Rishon, the later Poskim, who say that Shemitah, Bezman Azeh, is the Rabbanan. But we still haven't concluded, well, it's the Rabbanan, for which reason? Reason 2, reason 3, or reason 4? So some of you may be wondering, who cares? I mean, the idea is the Rabbanan. So, partly, why is the Rabbanan? I care whether Rashi is right, whether Rambam's right, whether Tam's right. As long as one of them's right, what do I care? Why is there a Rabbanan? So the Beis Halevi has a Gevaldik Gevart at the end of his Tshuva. He doesn't need my assumption. Gevaldik Gevart, he says, no, it's very important to know which the Rabbanan it is. And I'll tell you why, says the Beis Halevi. Because the Beis Halevi knew Kol HaTorah Kula. You read his Tshuvas, you see, Mamash, Sholot, Mamash Kol HaTorah Kula. And he even knew the Pesukim in Nechemiah. Okay, totally. I didn't know how to even the Pesukim in Nechemiah. No. So we'll defer to what does it say in the Pesukim in Nechemiah? Or in Ezra, whatever you want to call it. It's really halachically said for Ezra, but we in our Bible Nechemiah. So what does it say at the end of Nechemiah about Shemitah? All the Jewish people get together, and what do? They all promise what?
So they won't work in Shemitah.
They're not going to work in Shemitah. Right? They're not going to collect their debts. They all mamish get together, make a big grandiose demonstration, a whole Hafkanah, and they all say, we hereby all accept upon ourselves to observe the Dinim of Shemitah. The days of Nehemiah. Interesting, right? Interesting. The days of Nehemiah. Now, I want to know what exactly was taking place in these Pesukim. Now, the Pesukim just describe this Kabbalah to observe Shemitah. I want to know exactly what were they being Makabel. Was this a Shemitah D'Oraisa they were being Makabel? Or was this a Shemitah D'Rabbanan they were being Makabel? So I want to know the answer to that question according to 2, 3, and 4. According to Rashi, who says that the only reason why Shemitah could possibly be the Rabbanim Bezman Hazeh is because of Batlo Kedushas Haaretz, and Rashi, right? Rashi has said in Dav Chavav, in the days of Nehemiah, was it Batlo Kedushas Haaretz? Absolutely not. What did they just do 10 minutes before? They were just Makadish, the Chazok, or whatever they did, Kedushas Peah, whether they held like the Dvar Vroman or not, I can't tell you, but they had just endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. So when these Psukim, when they're getting together, everyone's getting together this grandiose Kabbalah, everyone's signing on this Kol Kairi, we're going to observe Shemitah, this is Shemitah, what kind of Shemitah signing off on? Deraisa, right? Does that Kol Kairi of the days of Nehemiah, that Kabbalah, Shemitah, the days of Nehemiah, does that have any relevance to Zman Hazeh? Because man is that post Churban according to Rashi?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's not what was going on in the days of Nehemiah. Was they were makabel to keep Shabbos also, right? Doesn't it say? They said we're going to keep Shabbos. Shabbos wasn't the Rabbanan. We haven't found anyone who says that. Not yet, okay? So nobody says Shabbos is the Rabbanan, because man is that. Nobody says Kashas is the Rabbanan. They're makabel upon themselves a lot of things. So they're makabel upon themselves to keep the mitzvahs. So they're makabel upon themselves with their rices. So those Pesukim and Nechemya are nice, but they're not relevant for us. That's why nobody knows about them, right? They don't speak to us anymore. Those Pesukim of Bizman Habayis, when there's Kedusha Zaharit Deraisa, so Shmita Deraisa, that's not our sugya. But according to the Rambam, the Pesukim and Nechemya that described, they were getting together, signing off this kokah, everyone's swearing, they're all going to keep Shta. What Shmita was that? It was only Shmita Derabanan. Why was it only Derabanan? Because they realized, you know, they counted up the numbers, and wait a second, we only have 40,000 people here. We left 3 million people behind in Bavel, so they realized, hey, we don't have B'ez Kulchem. So they looked in the Ram Hachas Trumas, they said, oh my goodness, there's no B'ez Kulchem. Reb Chaim Mutkaz off that there's no Mishke, there's no Yerushav Yeshiva, it's only the Rabbanan. And what did they say anyway? Knowing full well that it was only a Shemitah the Rabbanan, what did they do? Azak kol kere with a shvua with a kabbalah satzibur, that they're going to observe the Shemitah Derabanan. Guess what? When we observe Shemitah in Tavshin Ayin, what year was Shemitah last year? Tavshin Ayin Hey, when they observe Shemitah, a pi alocha that was identical to the Shemitah of who? Of Nechemya. It was the same Shemitah. It was the same Derabanan for the same reason. It was Derabanan because it was lacking B'ez Kulchem. The same lack of B'ez Kulchem in Tavshin Ayin Hey is the same lack of B'ez Kulchem back in the days of Nechemya. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? When they were makabel upon themselves to keep Shemitah in the days of Nechemya, was the Yovel in the days of Nechemya? Pashtus and Bayesheni Midaraisa was the Yovel? Now, it's not a fair question because Rabbeinu Tam happens to have the unique sheet that he claims that there was B'ez Kulchem. Yeah, he himself, there was Koyosh Ve'Allah. There wasn't. No, Rabbeinu Tam says, for Koyosh Ve'Allah, you don't really need Rov of Tzibor, you need representatives of each of the Shvatim, and he claims that you had that in Bayesheni, which others question whether that's true or not. So we're going to leave out that quirk of Rabbeinu Tam sheet. According to most of the Rishonim, in Bayesheni there was no Yovel. If there was no Yovel, and there was still Makabel, they signed on the Kokori to keep Shemitah, what were they makabel? Shemitah deraisa, Shemitah derabanan, which is identical to the Shemitah derabanan b'zman hazeh, right? So it comes out, says the Beis Halevi, that what was going on in the Pesukim, when Ezra and Nechemya get this whole gathering together, they makabel upon themselves Shemitah, according to Rashi, this is not our Shemitah today. That was the Shemitah of deraisa, the Shemitah, and that had nothing to do with us. According to the Rambam, this is our Shemitah, according to Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, the quote-unquote Shita Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's not really Rabbeinu Tam proper, this is identical to our Shemitah B'zman Hazeh. Why is this important? It's nice to learn Sukkim and Chemi. Why is this important to us? It's important for two reasons, says the Beis Halevi. It says, first of all, according to reason 3 and 4, the observance of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael in the year Tavshin Ayin Hey is recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh, is recorded in Sefer Ezra / Sefer Nechemya. Why is that important? Any din that is recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh is not really a din derabanan. Now, it's not quite a deraisa, but what is it? It's called Divrei Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Zoya. It's Divrei Kabbalah. And according to many Rishonim, Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Dami. Things that are mentioned in the Nevi'im Uksuvim are given the stamp of approval by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The got the Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kisvei HaKodesh, the Ksuvim written Baruch HaKodesh. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a stamp of approval to what it says in the Nevi'im Uksuvim. If so, according to many Rishonim, any din that's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh is treated like a deraisa. It's not a real deraisa, but it has a din like a chumr, all the chumras of deraisa. Who knows, where's the most common application of this? What's the most common example of something which is Divrei Kabbalah and may be treated like a deraisa because it's in the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, right? Sveika Megillas Esther. The Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim is also mentioned. Kain, Vayom El Nisgor Benasim, the celebration of Purim is mentioned in the Megillas Esther. So it's not a real deraisa in the classic sense. But according to many, it's not a derabanan either. It's right smack in the middle. It's Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami. It may have the status of certain chumras on a level of deraisa. So says the Beis Halevi, it comes out that the observance of Shemitah B'zman Hazeh may not be just a derabanan. Forget the Ramban. Forget the Rav. Mainstream derabanan. Derabanan may not mean just derabanan. It may mean a Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami. Again, depending on what the reason is. If the Rambam's reason or Benatam's reason is the ultimate poiter bezman hazeh deraisa, so then we are bound back to the Pesuk Menachemia. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Bach, Sefer Truma, our observance of Shemitah has nothing to do with Nechemia. Nechemia was a deraisa, bezman hazeh derabanan, nothing to do with anything. There's another potential significance to the observance of Shemitah bezman hazeh, if it can be somehow rooted back in the Pesuk Menachemia. What did they do in Nechemia? They just signed called Kairis? They just said, we're going to try our best to do it? They did something much, much more profound than that. What did they do? They Bamish swore, right? All those in Shavuos, they swore that they're going to do it. That's a whole different ballgame. That enters into a category of law called the Shavuos HaTzibur. When the Tzibur is makabal upon themselves, the Olam, the Shavuos to do something, that becomes a whole new Mechayev. That may be Mechayev, even us, 2,000 plus years later, we may be bound by that Olo Shavua. This may be a Deraisa, not because of Shemitah. This may have become a Deraisa based on the Shavua Satzibur. That's a whole different ballgame in Sugya. That's a different Sugya Lagamre. So it comes to Beis Levin, says the same Pizman. According to Rashi, well, there never was a Shavua Satzibur on Shemitah Derabonin, because the Shavua was just on Shemitah Deraisa, which was Mushmav Yom Vaisir anyway. They didn't really need a Shavua altogether. But according to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, we have to take the Pesuk Menachemia with the utmost seriousness. So we have two good reasons, says the Beis Halevi, to think that even if Shemitah is Derabanan, it may be a significantly higher Derabanan than just a plain Derabanan, because it has different Kabbalah attached to it, possibly, and it has Shavuos attached to it, possibly.
Could it have a status of Shavuos HaTzibur if the majority of Am Yisrael was not taking that Shavuah?
That's another interesting question. Could perhaps the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael represent the Tzibur for this? We know that sometimes there are Dinim which depend on the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael, which don't take the Chutz La'aretz people into consideration. We have the Fekidish HaChedish, we spoke about this, by Pahalim Dovashal Tzibur, you have that. There are some Dinim of Tzibur that the Halal Al-Hanes may depend on that. So that's a tricky question. How do you define the Tzibur? Does Tzibur mean every voting member of Klai Yisrael, or only those people who can vote in the Israeli elections? Other people who live in Eretz Yisrael are voting members for this. It's also an interesting question. But then the Beis Halevi comes back for another piece. And he says, you know, there may be something else about this Shemitah Derabanan. Even on Yechitz Derabanan, because the Beis Halevi was willing to say it's Derabanan. He wasn't Cheshish for the Ramban. Of course, he wasn't Mesiachis to arrive at either, but he went down mainstream. The tour, Shekhanah, regular plane, posted for the last 800 years, that Shemitah Derabanan. But he says it still may be more common than a regular Derabanan. I'll tell you why, says the Beis Halevi. This is already a fascinating work, goes way beyond Shemitah. Says the Beis Halevi, sometimes you have a mitzvah Derabanan that is not no shaykhas to a Deraisa. Derabanan is sakin, a mitzvah Derabanan. Not in the middle of nowhere. For whatever reason, the misakin, a mitzvah Derabanan. It's not a kiyum Deraisa b'chlof. It's a chiyum derabanan, chiyum derabanan. I'm nothing on level there. Sometimes you can have a mitzvah derabanan. The reason why it's derabanan is because on a level of deraisa, the mechayev is lacking. There's a certain condition that's necessary with deraisa for the chiyuv to kick in, and it just happens to be a quirk that it's missing. So you're not mechuyev to do it, but if and when you choose to do it, it becomes a mitzvah deraisa because you're really doing a mitzvah. You're doing a deraisa thing. You're doing something which is mamash and ma'isa mitzvah mid'raisa. It's just that there's a certain quirk of a mechaye that happens to be lacking. So it takes on the status, almost like an ein mitzvah v'yaisa, on a level of deraisa. So says the Beis Halevi, what would the din be as follows? We observe Shemitah bizman hazeh. What would you say about that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Again, it's only a Derabanan, like most of you said. It's only a Derabanan. Would you say that not only is it only a Chi of Derabanan, it's only a Ki of Derabanan? I mean, there's nothing to it with Derais. It's not Toifes with Derais. Would you say no? It is Toifes with Derais. Toifes with Derais, but Torah's Ki of. It's not a Chi of Derais, but it's still Toifes. It's a Ki of Mitzvah Derais of Shemitah, even Bizman Hazeh. So says the Beis Halevi, I think it depends. You know what it depends on? What's the point there? If the Rashi and Rabbeinu Baruch say Truma, that's Bala Kedusha, so then what are you telling me? I am observing Shemitah, you know where? Please, be Meichel Zayin. Where? In Nebraska. Would anybody say that observing Shemitah in a place that has no Kedusha's Kaka, again, Kedusha's other things, Kedusha Shechina and Mokaman, there are other aspects of Eretz Yisrael B'zman HaZeh, for sure, the Araisa, but in terms of Karka, the agriculture, according to Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rashi, is only Midirabam. The Araisa is no Kedusha, no Kedusha. So I'm volunteering to observe Shemitah in Nebraska. Is that a Kiyum Araisa Shemitah? It's not garnished. Eretz Yisrael, the existence of Eretz Yisrael is not just a quirk, not just almost a tangential part of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah is Vishav Zaharetz, which Aretz, Eretz Yisrael. So if it's apid din, not kaddish, but kaddish itself, vis-a-vis the agriculture, vis-a-vis the kaddish's karka, then that's not a kima shmita b'chlal. It's a mitzvah d'rabban. It's like reading the Megillah. It's like ben shechanik alech. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a kima d'rais b'chlal. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to the shmita tol b'yoyvel. What is it? What is it? It's Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Rabbi Yossi. Kaddish shni is not b'teila. It's full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. Full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. But what? What are you missing?
Yovel.
You're missing Yovel. Absence of Yovel. Declare that the Shemitah is not Toifes Bechlau? No. It says the basic, he doesn't think so. He thinks that that din of Kol Yisrael, that din of Yovel, those are details. Those are protim in the tenai and the tenai of the mechayev of shmita. So you're not mechayev. The Boshom is not mechayev you to count shmita if you can't observe yovel. But if you choose to keep shmita at a time of lack of yovel, you are resting on the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael. The land, the shavs are shavs l'shem. It's mechayev hashenema v'shavs are shavs l'shem. It's no different. The slave does give up. It's no different than a woman sitting in the sukkah. A woman is not mechuyevet to sit in the sukkah because mitzvah she says around grom is a poiter. But when a woman does it, we pask in the lucky make a bracha shekel shalom mitzvah. We pask it's chal on the shame mitzvah on the level of their isa. So the Beis Halevi thinks that kol zman that you have Eretz Yisrael here, the fact that you happen not to have yovel, it's still toifes on the shame shemitah on the level of their isa. But what the Beis Halevi doesn't talk about, interestingly enough, is what about according to the Rambam? What do you think according to the Rambam? A little tricky, according to the Rambam. So I think it depends on Reb Chaim. If you hold like Reb Chaim that it's a chisorin in the Rush of Yeshiva, what does that mean? It means it's a chisorin in the Makadish of Eretz Yisrael. So then you don't really have to dish Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have to dish Eretz Yisrael, then you're almost similar to Rashi. And then it's not a kiyum at all. Unless you want to argue that the din of the Achi Rush of Yeshiva is not really. You really do have conditions of Eretz Yisrael. The din of Yerushim Yeshiva is almost a secondary condition. It's not a chisod of the etzem HaKedusha. It's a secondary condition. It's almost a tangential condition. It's almost similar to the din of being Tal V'Yovel that could still possibly elevate Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh to be almost Tokis out of the din Deraisa. So I'm not sure what the answer will be according to Rambam and Reb Chaim, but according to Rashi, says the Beis Levi, it's klar. It's not Tokis out of the din Deraisa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is. I don't give you enough Kamina Ladina. I mean, the Beis Halevi says he thinks that if it's Tokis on a Din D'Oraisa, then you have to look at Shemitah B'zman HaZeh through different eyes. You can't take this, lackadaisical approach. It's only D'Rabbanan Besh, man, and call it a day, everything's mutter. No. It's an opportunity to be Mekayim D'Oraisa. That's a whole different ballgame. I give you an interesting Nafkamina. I wouldn't call it Lamaisa, but interesting Nafkamina.
I'm just wondering.
I want a Nafkamina.
I mean, it might be. Is okay. Lo Sechah name contingent on if there's
Kedusha? Lo Sechah, no, it's a different story. That's after you. You got to come back in Nay. You come back, we have to pay for that.
Is
that a pyramid? Well, obviously we're going to get to that, but that's where you have to pay for. But just an interesting, it's a halachic slam, almost hashkafa question. What is the Torah promise to the Shomer Shmita? Don't worry, you can get a big bracha. 3 years. 3 years you're going to get. Don't worry about it. It's on the house, says the Rebbe Shalom. Does that apply to B'zman HaZeh? The person observes Shemitah B'zman HaZeh. Does he get that bracha necessarily? So I know all the mifsim, all the stories, all the stories about the kibbutzim. Is it true? Is that bracha really chal b'zman hazeh? So in terms of lomdus, the chart depends on this. If you hold that it's a kiyum of shmita, you lomish mekayim shmita deraisa. So you get the bracha. I fulfill Shmita Deraisa. I wasn't mechuyev to, but I fulfilled Shmita Deraisa. What, the bracha only comes for the chiyuv? No, the bracha comes because I fulfilled Shmita Deraisa. So if you hold that it's only the Rabbanon, only the Rabbanon, you get a bracha for the Rabbanon. I don't know, maybe. The Baruch Shalom is bound by the Din Derabbanan to give you a bracha. The Baruch Shalom says, listen, if you do what I said, you're going to get the bracha. If you do what the rabbi said, let the rabbi give you a bracha. I don't know, bracha. You know, the Baruch Shalom promised you to give you a bracha for Shmita Derabbanan. Unless you hold like a real Lom Deshavart, that Dinim Derabbanan are considered low saucers, considered like a Mirati, like the Reb Chaim Bedasa Rambam. Wow, the Rambam and the Ramban. That's like, just like Tervis and Days and Shemawa. But the Baruch Shalom's bracha depends on the Machalik's Ram and the Raivin. Wow, that's too much for me. Even I can't tell you that one. So it's an interesting machlokes. Machlokes. The sma and the chazanish. Does that bracha really, really work with man hazeh? Sma has an interesting raya from Tosfos. Tosfos, he has the kasha, Maseches Gittin. Tosfos says, Lamaisa, the institute of Shmita Derabbanan, that we know. And not only Raivit. And Lamaisa, we don't have Yovel Derabbanan. How come they didn't institute Yovel Derabbanan? Yes, Tosfos. They're already instituting Dirim Derabbanan. Why not institute Yovel Derabbanan? Again, according to Rabbi Tam, the Shmita is Derabbanan for the same reason that Yovel should be Derabbanan. There's no Koyosh Ve'al anymore, so they should have done away with Shmita and done away with Yovel, or had both. Why one without the other? So you know what Tosfos says? I mean, no, Tosfos, small Tosfos in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. Tosfos writes, they really wanted to institute Yovel Derabbanan, but they couldn't. You know why? Their hands were tied. You know why? It's a gzeirish ein rov atzi b'chol Muhammad bo. Said, you're going to tell people not to plant for 2 years in a row. Yovel is the nisa of Edisakaka. 2 years in a row, they're not going to plant. Seven, and then the following year, 49 and 50. It's impossible, says Tosfos. Therefore, Nebuch, the hands were tied, so therefore they threw out Yovel. So comes the sma, and he asks the kasha. He says, what do you mean? Why is it ein tzi b'chol Muhammad bo? No one has a moon anymore. The posik shteit b'feirish. What was the posik say? You're going to be fine. The Rosh Hashanah promise, you're going to be fine. What's the big deal? You have the bracha coming to you. What's the big deal? So you know what the Sma says? Zem Fendop, you're not going to get a bracha, Sma. There's no guarantees today. So the guarantees are for the Raises, they're not for the Rabbanans. There's no guarantee. So the Chazanish says he doesn't think that's true. He says, it could be a guarantee for Sma also. When the Beis HaGadol sits around and makes dinim to Rabbanan, you don't take guarantee, you don't take the Rosh Hashanah's Cheshbonis into the Cheshbon. If the feet derech ateva, so it's going to be really hard. So it's going to be really hard. The Rosh Hashanah, like the promise, a lot of things are promised to us, but we don't know what the Rosh Hashanah's Cheshbonis are going to be. Dinim derabbanan and don't take into supernatural things into consideration. So the feet derech ateva, that's the way it is. We can't be misachin it. Interesting, halachic, hashkafic, machshavot. Up in the attic, I'm not sure what the nature of that machlekes is. Interesting machlekes. But according to Lechaira, according to the Beis Halevi, it should depend on the Shtikl Torah. Why ultimately is Shmita Derabbanan? Is Shmita Derabbanan because it's lack of Eretz Yisrael? If it's lack of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not Teifas on Hashem Shmita B'chlal. If it's only Derabbanan because it's Talib Yovel, then one could argue that at least as a Kiyum it is Teifas. So Chol Parim Bais, what are we learning? We're learning, just learning Sanhedrin Chavav. That's it. We just learned Sanhedrin Chavav. We want to understand what Rabbi Yanai was talking about. Did he mean that Shmita is Deraisa, Pekuch Nefesh, Derabbanan, for all the above reasons? Okay, hopefully Beit Hashem after Yontif, so we'll continue with the next sugya, which is the issue of Shemitah in Karka Shal Akum, which of course is the background to the Het Mechir, but we can't even talk about Het Mechir until we learn the next sugya. So the next few lines of the Gemara talks about the possibility, at least according to some Mishanim, of what if the Jew doesn't own the land, how does Shemitah play out for that? So imagine the next 2 days we'll have Pesach and Yonim. What's our schedule? But tomorrow is Tuesday, so turn off the first one. So Tuesday will be regular Tuesday schedule from 11 to 12, so based on Yonim. And then Wednesday,